Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome. You are listening to the Heart of Love Radio Show with G. Wright.
The Heart of Love.
Ooh, yeah.
Radio Show.
Radio Show, yeah.
Right, coming to you live from the D.C. Baltimore area. I hope you guys are doing well wherever you are tonight. I hope you guys are doing well. I just come up to you just saying, what's up, what's up, what's up, what's up, what's up, what's up. So, you know, guys, I'm up here just trying to get these things together, get us together. But I hope you guys are doing well tonight. I'm just sitting up here just trying to get these things together. Yeah, yeah, yeah. So tonight, guys, I'm just coming through, and tonight's message is basically a reason for this. You know, we go through life, we go through things that we're going through, and I definitely believe that there's a reason for this. But tonight, before we even get started with that, I want to play some music. And I've been starting this, and I would like to play some other people's music, but how many guys know that we've been called for a purpose? That's my cousin, Eureka Wright. And but tonight I'm just going to play a little bit of this.
Change
Ecclesiastes chapter 3 says there's a season for everything under the sun, right? There's a season for everything under the sun. And I think once we get to know this and really, really, really get us deep in our souls, you know, as hard as it might be for us, those of us who are, you know, like around this time, you know, last year, I went to my aunt's funeral, my dad's oldest sister, who had passed last year. So I think yesterday or today, and actually went to her funeral a year ago. And, you know, and then a few months before that, you know, was my mom's youngest sister, and then my cousin, then my uncle. This is all since like last March. But, you know, there is a season for everything in this time. I think once we get to a point where we recognize that while we are born to live, we're also born to die. Once we're born to live, and we're born to do something in between the birth and the death. And that's part of the cycle of life. So I think as we become older, you know, some people leave here tragically, some people leave here peacefully, but eventually all of us are going to have to leave, unless we're going to be the ones who are here left behind, we're picking up in the cloud when Jesus comes back. As our faith professors, as we believe as Christians, you know, a part of life is death. Part of life, the whole process, a part of that is death. Guess what? You're going to live, you're going to die. But the thing about it is, what do you do in the meantime? What do you do in between the birth and the death? What are you doing? How are you living? You know, that's the question. How are you living? You know, and what are you doing with this thing called life? This beautiful gift that you have. What do we do with that? you know, tonight, you know, I know people are just starting back to school and things like that. And I was like, you know, what exactly, how long am I going to stay here or what I'm going to do tonight? And I just said, you know, let me just come through, even if it's just for a little while. But, you know, I say a little while, and you guys know I love to talk. But I just want to say that, you know, I appreciate you guys for coming through tonight. I really, really, really do appreciate that. For those of you who are coming through, and like I said, this is the beginning of work, the school week. People are going back to school, you know, kids are doing their homework, people getting back into the swing of things, you know. Okay. Yeah, but yeah, so you know, so that's what I'm gonna do. So tonight, guys, I'm talking about like there's a reason for everything under the sun. In Ecclesiastes chapter 3, verse 1, it says, there's a time for everything and a season for every activity under heaven. A time to be born and a time to die. A time to plant and a time to uproot. A time to kill and a time to heal. A time to tear down and a time to build. A time to weep and a time to laugh. A time to mourn and a time to dance. A time to scatter stones and a time to gather them. A time to embrace and a time to refrain. A time to search and a time to give up. A time to keep and a time to throw away. A time to tear and a time to mend. A time to be silent and a time to speak. A time to love and a time to hate. A time for war and a time for peace. There's a time for everything under the sun. And listen, tonight's message, I'm talking about a reason for this. Would we love to map out our lives and our trajectory of where we would like to see things happen? And as I talk with people and hear what people are saying and sharing, one of the things I've heard people say, you know, as far as like I plan this, and I know you guys might have done this. I know I've said this myself, as far as thinking that there is something, that there is something that's going to, it's like, Lord, I did not plan for this to happen. Lord, I did not plan for me to go through these things. I did not plan to go through some of these things that I am experiencing. So, Lord, I'm needing some help today because I was expecting one thing, but I was presented with another thing. Business, you know, guess what? There's a reason for this. You know, there's a reason for everything under the sun because there's a season for everything, for every activity under heaven. You know, we go through what we go through because for some reason we are supposed to experience these things. And we experience these losses and we experience these highs and we experience these lows for a reason and for a season. You know, in this season, you know, people come and go in and out of our lives, right? People come and go in and out of our lives. And the thing about it is that, Lord, what reason am I going through this? Lord, why am I dealing with some of these things that I am dealing with? Why am I seeing the things I'm seeing? Why am I going through these things? But listen, you might not understand it now, but you will understand it by and by. You will understand, I've heard people say, you will understand it in the wash. You will understand, and you might, like I said, you might be saying, Lord, this is not the trajectory of how I saw things progressing in my life. I did not expect that I would be going through this, that I would be dealing with these things that I am dealing with right now. But, you know, the thing about it is, are we willing? Let me turn these things down. Oh, man. Sorry, guys. Let me turn these things down because all these ding, ding, dings. You know, okay. All right. So I have Facebook up. I have this up. Some of those things will come through. So, you know, life is going to happen. Life's going to happen. What's going on for those who are coming through? Who's on? Say what's up. Say hey. All right, Tamisha, saying hey just now. Okay. Kind of like people come through, but they're not saying anything. Say hey, let me know that you're there. I appreciate it. I'm live on Blog Talk, on Zoom. I'm on Facebook Live and IG, Instagram. So thanks for coming through, Tamisha. So people come and they go. They come and they go. Now, you know, have you ever tried to wonder and try to figure out, Lord, what was the purpose of this relationship? Why am I connected to this person? Why am I supposed to be connected to this person? You know, everything is a lesson, because I'm coming from Ecclesiastes chapter 3, verses 1 through 8. Because there's a time and place for everything under heaven. And guess what? There's a reason for everything that you are going through. So it's not by accident you're experiencing what you're experiencing, because we're supposed to take something from what we're going through. We're supposed to take something. The question is, Lord, what are we supposed to take? What am I supposed to take from this situation that I'm going through? The meaning, the purpose, and the goals. What's the meaning of this relationship? What's the purpose? And what are we supposed to do as brothers and sisters in Christ? How are we supposed to, you know, now listen to this. Some people are in your life because, hey, some people are your family. You can't change your family, right? And I think one of the things I've learned is that while you can't change your family, it doesn't mean that you're going to be friends with your family. Your family is your family. You know, you're born into your family. And there's a purpose and there's a reason for everything. And, you know, but with that, you learn those people you can hang with. You learn those people you cannot hang with and those people you should not hang with. But, you know, life is about, to me, life is about purpose. You know, and what are we supposed to get from what we are going through? What are we supposed to give? It's not just about giving. I mean, getting. It's a give and take, right? Good evening to me. So what's good evening, my cousin aunt. She says, good evening, Tuesday night, inspirational family. Yes, it's so good to see you. It's so good to see you, cousin aunt. Tonight's message is entitled Message, A Reason for This. You know, I used to, you know, butt my head and go through all these things just trying to figure out why, or how. Those whys and hows. And guess what? Sometimes we're going to get those answers, and sometimes we're not going to get those answers. Sometimes we're going to get it in the end. Sometimes we're not going to get it in the beginning. We'll get those answers in the end. But it's just, you know, we have to just be open to hearing, you know, Lord, and for the Lord showing us what are we supposed to get, what are we supposed to give in this relationship. Yeah, because it's not just about getting. It's also about giving. It should be reciprocal, right? But there's a reason for everything you're going through. People come and go. Who knows? The meaning, the purpose, and the goals. The goals, but listen to this. Rest assured that God knows. God knows what you're going through. God knows why you are going through what you're going through. God knows. And when you rest in the fact that God knows, when life happens, you know that God has the best for you, that God wants the best for you, that he loves you, that he cares for you, that he wants the very, very best for you. You can sit back and you can relax. You can sit back and say, you know what, I will put my trust in the Lord because I know that the Lord loves me. I know that the Lord has a purpose for my life. And if you trust him, he will surely show you. How many of you guys believe that tonight? Those who are listening, coming through, and wherever, whenever you actually get a chance to check this out, how many of you guys believe that? How many of you guys believe that God has a purpose for your life? That means that we're not going to go through life acting like just things just happening, but we have no control over it. Listen, life is going to happen, but really, it's what we do when life is happening. Are we losing our trust in God? Are we still praying? Or are we just acting like God is not here and God is not in control? What are we doing? How do we act when it comes to life? How do we act when it comes to life when life happens? What do we do along the way. Tamisha shares Romans chapter 8, verse 28. I'm going to Romans chapter 8, verse 28. Thanks for sharing that, Tamisha. Romans 8:28 says, and we know that in all things God works for the good of those who love him, who have been called according to his purpose. I'm going to read that again. And we know that in all things God works for the good of those who love him, who have been called according to his purpose. Hey, what's going on, Dr. T? Good evening. God bless you too, Dr. T. Yeah, so if we know that God works for the good of those who love him. If you love God, if you love the Lord, guess what? God is working it out. He loves you. He loves you. And he's not expecting us to be perfect. Come as you are. Come as you are. Tamisha says, it may seem good now, but God will weave it into something good. Oh, it might not seem good now, but God will weave it into something good. That's so true, Tamisha. And I love the words that you used, Tamisha, when you said weave it. God will take it and he will use it. He will weave that thing. You might say, this is the worst mistake ever I've made in my life. But guess what? There's a reason for that. And the question is, are we willing to learn the lesson? Are we willing to learn life's lessons? Part of my song, Life's Lessons, and I won't ignore how I feel inside, but I'll open up my eyes, I'll open up my ears to life's lessons. You see, God wants us to learn these lessons that he has in store for us. What's going on? What's going on, Brother Ben? What's going on? It's so good to see the family here. We know we come through here every Tuesday. Yeah, we've become a family because we've been coming through here for many years on Blog Talk, and for years on Facebook Messenger, at least a few years. So I appreciate you guys who come through. So now I'm talking about there's a reason for this, you know, and I appreciate you sharing that scripture and saying that word, Tamisha. You know, it might, what's going on, Lion? It might feel like, why am I going through this? Why am I experiencing what I'm experiencing right now? But guess what? God can use what you're going through. God can use it for his glory. Listen, there's a reason for it. There's a reason for the highs. And, you know, and I appreciate the highs when I appreciate it because of these lows. These lows, when you're going through things, what's going on, man? Tonight we're talking about a reason for this. You know, I think that without the lows, you won't appreciate the highs. Without those low valley experiences, you won't appreciate the highs. You know, sometimes, guys, you might see me smiling. The next second, I might be crying, you know, here and there, you know. But the point I'm saying is that with grieving and dealing with life, you know, embrace your feelings and keep moving on. Embrace it and keep moving on. But there's a reason for this. Without those low experiences, you will not appreciate what God has brought you through. Because, you know, like you have to have those, what? You have to have those, you have to go through the challenges. You have to go through those hard times in order to have the victory. You know, you have to go through the test to have the testimony. So many times we just want to have the testimonies. But you know, guys, you know, we don't know what we've gone through until we've gone through it and we've come out on the other side. There's a reason for this. Whatever you're going through tonight, I want you to tell yourself, someone's in your room, if someone's sitting near you, well, just tell yourself, there's a reason for this. What's going on, Janine? Yeah, seasons. That's right, Janine. Seasons. There are seasons for everything that happens. I think it's very, very important that you understand which season you're in. Yeah, a very, very special friend of mine, one of my friends and big brothers and mentors, is going to be coming through on Thursday night. So, guys, make sure you come through. Make sure you come through on Thursday night. You know, and it's gonna be a surprise. It's gonna be a surprise. I'm putting his picture and everything up once he sends me everything tomorrow, tonight or tomorrow. But listen, guys, you know, God's opened up doors, and sometimes we're wondering why am I feeling the way I'm feeling? And the question is, have we gone through those doors? The doors that God has opened, the doors that God is opening for you, and He's opening for me. Are we willing to go through those doors when He opens those doors? Remember, there's a reason for everything. There's a reason for everything. So when God moves and He begins to move in your life, what's keeping you from going through that door? Or are you going through that door fully? So we're going to explore and talk a little bit about that on Thursday. But that's true right now, today, for those who are coming through. What's going on, Timothy? Tamisha says, without the valley, you will not appreciate the mountaintop. That's true. That's so true, Tamisha. Without the lows, you're not going to experience the highs. You're not going to appreciate the highs. Without the valley, you will not appreciate the mountaintop. Brother Ben says this, I would like to give to your online ministries. Do you have Givelify? If not, get it. Hope everyone else will as well. You're building God's work. Thank you so much. Thanks so much, Ben. Now, I don't have that, but I do have this. And this is Cash App. And I want to say to you, if you have Cash App. But I do have that, Ben. I appreciate those who have given to the ministry. I really, really do appreciate you. God bless you so much. And I look into Givelify, Ben. Thank you so much. You know, there's a reason for this. How you doing on IG? IG, how you doing, Lion? How you doing? You know, and I got to tell you guys this. I got to tell you this. You know, sometimes we get into our feelings, right? Thank you, Ben. Sometimes we get into our feelings when we're going through. When we're going through things, when we're experiencing life, sometimes we get into our feelings, and sometimes God, I think God just wants us to get the lesson. During this time, guys, let me tell you something. During this season, I've learned so much about myself. I've learned so much about people that I thought I knew. I learned about myself and guys, you know, guess what? I just have to keep on living. I have to keep on living. Guess what you got? You got to keep on living. Now, praise God for those people whom God has brought into my life. And I praise God for those people who have been here, those who have been consistent in my life. Listen, guys, there's a reason for this. You know, and instead of getting to our feelings and missing what God is saying, sometimes we have to say, Lord, what do you want me to learn from this situation I'm going through? What do you want me to learn from this conversation? What do you want me to learn from this friendship? What do you want me to learn about myself? Because guess what, guys? There's some things we have to learn for ourselves in our own lives. There's some things we have to come to grips with ourselves. You know, Lord, help me in this area. Lord, I want to get to this point, but I don't want to do the work. But, Lord, I'm wanting to trust you and believe you that I got to be willing to do it. Listen, there's a reason for everything. Let us get out of our emotions. Let's go ahead and just do what God has called us to do. But there's a reason for this. Listen. Who said it's going to be easy? Who said it's going to be easy? But guess what? God is going to be there with us. God is going to be there with us through the whole entire thing. You are not alone in this thing called life. And sometimes, guys, do you ever feel that way sometimes? Like, I'm alone in this thing. But I'm just here to let you know that you are not alone in this thing called life. You're not alone, you know. And, you know, let's just get to that point where you say, you know what, Lord, I'm going to trust you. I'm going to believe you. Listen, guys, the way may seem bumpy and hard and rough. Have you ever tried to navigate on some hard road or some rocky roads or bumpy? It's uncomfortable. You have to pay attention to everything, to the details. Make sure you're stepping correctly. Make sure that you're on your feet, you're on good footing. Your footing is good. Listen, the way may seem bumpy, and it might seem hard, and it might be rough. You might say, Lord, I did not sign up for all of this hardship. I did not sign up for all of this mess. And some of you guys might say something else that I'm not going to say. But whatever way you use to express it, you sometimes have said, Lord, why am I going through this? Good evening, Auntie Waddles. Yeah, Auntie Waddles in the house, y'all. And the thing about it is this. You might be going through, and it might be going harder than you think it should be. But listen to this. One thing I'm amen. Lion said amen on IG. It's like just get to the point of just saying, Lord, thank you for keeping me. It might be hard. It might be rough. It might not be what I planned on happening. I did not plan on having to deal with these issues. I did not plan on having to do some things I've had to do. But Lord, help me. Lord, help me. But you know, listen, God will lead you through this path called life. God will bring you through your storm. God will bring you through your test. If you just keep your eyes on him, if you just keep your focus on the Lord, if you just do what God has called you to do, listen to this, God will be there for you. There's a reason for this. Perhaps your reason is for you to get to a place where you say, Lord, I will trust you. I know the vision you've given me. I'm going to trust you. I don't know how or when or where, but I will trust you. And listen, guys. When God does his thing, he shows out in your life, right? And he shows out in your life. Continue to trust him. When he shows out in your life, continue to say, Lord, I'm going to believe in you. When he shows up and shows out in your life, be willing to say, yes, Lord, I'm going to follow you. Sometimes, guys, we have to get the egos out the way, our ego, your ego, my ego, our egos out of the way, because it's not about us. And sometimes things aren't going to go the way you are expecting them to go. Okay, Lord preach to me. The Lord has preached to me. All right. Things are not going to always go the way you expect them to go. When God tells you it's time to move to the left, you move to the left. When you move to the right, move to the right. Whichever way God tells you or leads you, you've got to be willing to go because there's a reason for this. So if you're in this place, and I'm in this place, guys, where, you know, God's opened up some great, fantastic doors, we've got to be willing to move when God says move. We've got to be willing to say, yes, Lord, when God says, I need an answer. You know, don't keep God waiting for your answer and the ship, the door is, the season is changing. And we have one foot in the door. Your body in the news thing, and your foot is in the door. God is preaching to me, y'all. Woo! I know this is for me first. But sometimes we go through that, and sometimes we wonder how come things are not happening. But things are happening. Listen, this door is open. The door is open. You know, there's a reason for everything. So, and with these reasons, we've got to be willing to learn the lesson. Be willing to learn the lessons. The lessons, if it's plural, if there are more than one lesson, If there's more than one lesson, yeah. One, if there's one lesson, learn a lesson. The lesson, your lessons, learn. Be willing to learn. You know, we have to understand we've got to be willing to learn. There's always room for growth. There's always room for growth. We have to do this thing with humility. Yes, my Andy Waldo says the battle is not ours. Yes. Yes. Almighty miracle working God, we praise you. This is Ben's prayer. Almighty miracle working God, we give you honor and glory and glorify you. When we did not know if we were going to get through our personal storm, you worked a miracle. You are still bringing forth sustenance in difficult places and still bringing forth water in dry and arid regions. Thank you today for holding back the Red Seas that threaten our wholeness and well-being. Amen. This was my daily prayer today. Dr. Robinson sent me sound like what you are talking about. Amen. Praise God, brother Richmond. Thank you, brother Ben. Yeah, God is doing this thing. So listen, God is working in our lives, and there's a reason for this. You might be saying, Lord, this road is bumpy. I don't know which decision I'm going to make. But listen, God will lead you. Only thing we have to do is trust and obey. Trust and obey. Trust the Lord with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your might. Trust in the Lord. You know, we got to get to that point where we don't lean to our own understanding. Yes. Yeah, that's what my Auntie Waters just wrote there. Lean on to your own understanding. Yes, Lord, send me. I'll go. And listen, guys, there's a reason for everything. Some of us guys, God's just waiting for the answer. The door is open. He's like, are you ready? He's just waiting for us to say yes. While we're thinking about this and this, this, that, and this, that, make that decision and go ahead and say yes. What's going on, Jay? There's a reason for this. Whatever it is that you're going through, be willing to learn. Be willing to learn what God wants you to learn in this season. Because everything we go through is for a purpose, for a reason. Tamisha says, be ready to go now when he says go. Yeah. It's like opening for a door. Lord, I plan for this door, and then God opens up the door, and then we don't walk through it, or we partially walk through it. Hey, Jay, or we partially walk through it. You know, you prayed for it. Now go ahead and do it. You know, and some of the people I see, some of my friends come through here, I've seen you guys say, you know, I'm going to do this, and guess what? You guys did it. You guys did it. There's a reason for this, for whatever it is that you're going through. You got the thing. You got the lesson. Now let's keep moving. Do we keep on staying in the same spot, crying over spilled milk? You know, just live. Just live. And with the pain that I've gone through, because listen, guys, I'm not going to lie. There's been some pain, you know, losing my mother and then my godmother. And then this season between March and August, lost several other family members, aunts and uncle, one of my uncles, two of my uncles during that time. So there's a lot of losses. Reminders come up on Facebook. But guess what? We're still here to live, right? There's a reason for everything. So we hold on to whatever it is that we're supposed to hold on to from our interactions with our loved ones who passed, and we go ahead and we use that energy, those things we learned from them in our relationships, to make this world a better place and to also encourage ourselves. And we have some memories, like I can go back to this memory and think about, oh, yeah, my mother and I was doing this a year ago. We were doing these things a year ago. You know, so there's a reason for everything that you go through. Now we just got to be willing to say, okay, yes, Lord. And the way might be bumpy, but just don't give up. Keep the faith. And I know it's easier said than done. It is easier said than done. But, guys, there's a reason for this. You just got to keep on living. Okay, let's all go together. Amen. Yes, Ben. Ben says, okay, let's all go together. Amen. Yes. Let's all go together. Let's move forward together. Let's say tonight, I'm going to move forward. And let me seek the reason for whatever I'm going through and learn and keep it moving. Keep it moving. And listen to this. Be willing to receive God's love. for you. Be willing to receive his love and his gift called mercy. God's given us love, his love, and he's given us grace, your grace and mercy. He's given us grace and mercy, right? Receive his love, his gift called mercy. And his grace will help you when you need to run this race. I know we might see other people and it might look like or appear that this person is prospering over here. This person is prospering over there. You might be saying, Lord, I'm not moving at all. But listen, you don't know what that person's gone through. You know, you might not understand the pain that that person might have experienced. But you are here. You are here. We are here. And we might experience the same things but react differently. But what lesson are you going to take away from whatever it is that you're going through? Then are you willing? But receive his grace and his mercy. And just remember, there is a reason for this. There is a reason why you are going through what you're going through. There's a reason why your loved ones are going through what you're going through. There's a reason why you've experienced what you've experienced. And listen to this, but we shouldn't take those experiences and just stay in our emotions. Please remove those emotions and help me to see what you're trying to get me to see. You know, sometimes, guys, we're looking at people, but it's really, okay, Lord, what's going on with me? What lesson do you want me to learn from this situation? Sometimes we like to look at people and point the finger, and then sometimes we have to look at ourselves. Could we have done something better? You know, sometimes, guys, it is okay. I've heard some people say this to me. It's okay to not be okay. Just don't stay in it. Just don't stay in that spot. But sometimes, guys, we experience life and you say, why am I going through this? Why am I going through this? Get what it, you know, pray, get the understanding, and keep it moving. The one thing about it is that God will be with you through the midst of everything, regardless of whatever it is that you're going through. You are not alone. Remember last week I preached from Isaiah, right? And they that wait in the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run, not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. That's Isaiah chapter 40, verse 31. You know, and I talked about that last week. They that wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. Listen, there's a reason for this. If you're feeling tired, it's like, Lord, I'm tired of this. Lord, in fact, how about saying, Lord, please show me what you want me to learn from this situation that I am going through. Please help me to learn what you want me to get from this information, get from this season, and how can I become the man you've called me to be? If you're a woman, how can you be the woman that God has called you to be, the woman whom God has called you to be? Go ahead and do this. And listen to this. People might wonder and people might fear, but keep your faith in the one who knows. Your vision is the vision that God has given you. Your vision is the vision that God has given you. And everyone will not understand the vision that God has given you. Everyone will not understand what God is doing in your life. Listen to this. And if you get weary along the way, even today, just take hold and encourage yourself in the Lord. See, sometimes, guys, we have to encourage ourselves. We have to encourage ourselves in the Lord. We have to encourage ourselves in our faith. We have to encourage ourselves. And sometimes, guys, we're looking for the pastor to do it. And guess what? Sometimes you might not catch the pastor. Sometimes you might call the assistant pastor. You might not catch an assistant pastor. Then you say, sometimes I might have to call my mother, my father. But what do you do if your father is busy or if one of your parents is busy and the other parent has deceased? Who do you call? You've got to be willing and able to encourage yourself, to encourage yourself in the Lord. And that's where we got to get to that point where we say, you know what, I'm going to encourage myself. I might be going through some things, but I'm going to encourage myself in the Lord. You know, and that's what it's about, guys. It's about and doing that. And then understanding that there's a reason for this. There's a reason for your trials. There's a reason for everything. So if you're looking, you're saying, Lord, it looks like that person is their ministry is growing, their ministry expanding. You don't know what that person has gone through to get to that point where they are right now. Are you willing to make a sacrifice of saying, yes, Lord? Are you willing to say yes? Yes, Lord. Yeah. Yeah, thank you, Tamisha. Tamisha said, God is not punishing you. That's a good point. You might be feeling like God is punishing you. No, God is not punishing you. The question is, Lord, what do you want me to learn from this? It's like this, if you have that vision, some of us can get the don't touch the fire. Don't touch the stove because it's don't touch the fire on the stove because it's hot. You will burn yourself. And then some of us are like, let me touch the stove. Well, it's not that hot. Ooh, what if I go a little further? Let me go keep on going further. Let me touch the stove. You burn out. Yeah. You know, get the lesson. Why did you touch the stove when you should not have touched the stove? You know, so we stuff like that. I'm just giving that as an example. Because sometimes we go through things. But sometimes, guys, we do those things to ourselves. Why am I going through this? Well, if you do this, this will happen. So you did that, and guess what? It happened. But it's not that God is punishing you. The question is, are you willing to learn a lesson? Are you willing to say, Lord, please forgive me. Help me to do this. I realize I can't do this on my own. And then go ahead and do it and move forward. But are you willing to do that? Thank God for his word. Thank God for his word that his word will not turn void unto him, but it will do what he's called it to do. Listen, guys. You want to have peace? Read the Bible. Have your personal relationship with God for yourself. Listen, God will give you peace that surpasses all understanding. He will give you peace that this world will not understand, that people will not understand. Because some people might lose their minds, be up in here, lose their minds, up in here. Listen to this. People might be losing their minds. But God will give you peace in the midst of the storm. There's a reason for everything you're going through. Lord, help me to understand. And help me to trust the process. So he says, because just like kids, we don't listen. Now we have to deal with the consequences. Yeah. Thank you, Tamisha. You know, listen, God is not punishing you. There's a reason for this. And guys, you know, we look at life, we look at different things that people are going through in life. I just want to tell you guys this. You know, we wonder, how come that person said that? People are speaking out of their hurt. They're speaking out of their pain. They're speaking out of their joy. They're speaking out of everything that is within them. And sometimes, guys, we're not going to get those answers. But, Lord, what is my takeaway from this experience? What do you want me to take away from this friendship or from this relationship? What do you want me to learn about them, but mostly about myself? What do you want me to learn? There's a reason for this. God's word will give you peace. God will give you peace. He'll keep your mind in perfect peace, whose mind stayed on him, right? Just remember there's a reason for this. And again, it might be hard along the way. Just remember there's a reason for this. You might shed some tears today. There's a reason for this. I want you to know that you're not alone. He's with you. There's a reason for this. There's a reason for this. You might be going through tonight. And you might be saying, Lord, I'm tired. Guess what? God will give you strength. God will give you strength. One thing you have to do is say, yes, Lord. Lean on him. It's not about you. It's about God. And Lord, what do you want me to learn from this? What are some takeaways? I think about those, for those of you who might be grieving, who might be coming through here, might be grieving as well. You know, the question is, what are we willing to take from those people that who have passed, those people who are resting in the Lord, hopefully? You know, what do we take from their lives? What do we learn from their lives? What do we learn from those relationships, from those people who are here with us in the land of the living, but we no longer have those relationships or friendships? Lord, what do you want me to learn from this? Because listen, there's a reason for this. You're not alone. There's a reason for this. God is with you. God is with you. There's a reason for this. And you're not alone. God is with you and God's with me. There's a reason for this. And I want you guys, I just want to say, God bless you. I appreciate you guys for coming through tonight. I appreciate those who have said, you know what, I'm going to bless your ministry. Thank you. My Cash App is money sign, DRGWRIGHT, Dr. G. Wright. Money sign, Dr. G. Wright. Thank you. You know, my brother Lion on IG is saying God's definitely using you as prep before the surgery in the spiritual realm for many souls out here. This ministry is needed. Keep being bold in the Lord. So thankful. Thank you so much. Thank you so much, Lion. You know, guys, you know, some people say they thought I should stop. But I praise God that through this grief, God was like, no, God didn't tell me to stop. You know, I know that my mother would not want me to stop. I know that my godmother would not want me to stop. They encouraged me. They came through, and they encouraged me to do what I'm doing. You know, and I praise God for my aunts, my grandmothers, my grandfather. Remember my other grandfather, I never met him. But he set the foundation for my mother and for my aunts. There's a reason for everything that you're going through. So I just want to say thank you. Thank you so much. Yeah, I'm not going to stop, Tamisha. Thank you. Thank you so much, Tamisha. Tamisha said your voice is needed. I'm not going to stop, Tamisha. Stop is not an option. That's right, big bro, Ben. That's right. Stop is not an option. There's a reason for everything. And I praise God that even in those times where, you know, if it's time where I need to take a, you know, sleep and do that, that I need to do that. Yeah, I'm going to keep going. I'm going to keep going, Lion. Thank you. I'm going to keep going. You know, I want to shout out my love to my niece, Christina. She's listening. And my cousin, Tanya, I call her woman. Thank you. Never stop on God. You're a blessing. Thank you, cousin aunt. And I can't forget my cousin aunt, y'all, because she's my cousin, but she's like my aunt, too. So to me, saying, if anything, go harder. Yes, 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 yes. Didn't God say keep going? Yes. Yes, he did. Yes, he did, Tanya. That's my cousin. That's a cousin woman. Amen. Thank you. Don't stop. And I'm not going to lie. I was having that thought some months ago when someone had said that they stopped doing what they're doing because of what they're experiencing. I said, God didn't tell me to do that. God told me to keep going. And I talked to one of my cousins, and I don't put my conversations out, so I'm not going to do them like that. But that word really encouraged me to keep on. Encouraged me to keep on. Because when you're going through, guys, you're going through. But there's a reason for this. And you're not alone. We're not alone. God is with us. God is with us. You know, and Now, I feel my mom's spirit. I feel like my ancestors are saying, keep going. They're all saying, rooting for us. Keep going, keep going, keep going, keep on. You can do this. You can do this. Keep going, keep on. You know, there's a reason for this. So regardless of what you're going through, regardless of what you're experiencing, like we said in Ecclesiastes chapter 3, there's something, there's a season for everything under heaven, under the sun. We're going to be born, we're going to die. What do we do in between this? What are we supposed to learn from this life, from our life today, from our life in this realm? What are we supposed to learn? What are we supposed to take with us when we leave here? Be a light. And when God opens up those doors for us, guys, go for it. There's a reason for this. Terrell, Dr. Terrell says this, you are a tremendous blessing to us all through your word and song. Moreover, the fellowship of the faithful spiritual sustenance each week is yet another gift that you give through convening these individuals who pass through your show. Keep blessing us, and God keeps blessing all of us. Represent the angels who have walked among us and now bless us from their heavenly home. I see you, Livia. I see you, Betty. My recently deceased mother. Their light shines through us all. Thank you so much, Dr. Terrell. Because you guys know my mom was up on this show. Sometimes it was just her and I. And you guys who have been, you guys, you know, we've been coming together for years now. You know, so I want to say God bless you. I want to say thank you so much. Please share this on your pages. And guys, just do what God's called you to do. Praise him. Thank him. Learn the reason for whatever it is that you're going through. And I'm going to leave you guys with this song. I'm going to leave this, you guys with a song. And I hope this song blesses you, blesses your souls tonight. This is entitled A Reason for This. So I hope this really, really blesses you tonight. And appreciate the things you guys said. You know, Auntie Wild is about to try and make me cry. No, but you know, thank you, woman, thank you, cousin. You know, there's a reason for this. There's a reason for everything that you're going through, everything we're experiencing, the pains, the highs, the disappointments, the victories, everything. And think about life, we have to be willing to appreciate the highs, the mountaintop experiences, and appreciate the lows. You know, when we come to embrace the fact that we understand that life and death is a part of life, and that we're not supposed to stop living, we have to keep living. You're not alone. He's with you. There's a reason for this. So if you're saying, Lord, I want to know why I'm going through this, just ask him. He'll show you. And you might not find out when you want to find out, but guess what? He'll show you. There's a season for everything under the sun. There's a season for everything. And guess what? God loves you. Guess what? God loves you. So regardless of what you're going through tonight, regardless of what you're experiencing, there's a reason for this. I want to say God bless you. I appreciate you guys for coming through. Please share this on your pages. The song is A Reason for This on iTunes. You look for online, you can find my music on, just look for G Wright. You know? And you know, guys, I'm like, Lord, why? But there's a reason for this. We're here to continue. We're here to continue with the legacy we've been taught from our parents and still by our parents, grandparents, aunts, uncles, and for those who are still here. We're still here to learn from each other, to give to each other, to help support one another. you know. Good night, Bren. It's about time for you to go to bed myself. Good night. God bless and be blessed. Thank you, brother Ben. My cousin, aka woman, says, amen. Thank you, Jesus Christ. Amen. Yeah, so we take these things, we take these lessons, and we go on and we live. So go on, guys. Let us live. And remember, there's a reason for this. Understand the season you're in. Understand, read Ecclesiastes chapter 3 for yourself. And understand the season that you're in. I just want to say God bless you. Thank you guys for coming through. I really, really appreciate it. Those who come through on Blog Talk Radio, Instagram, and Facebook Live, God bless you. Please share this. Share this on your pages. And again, guys, thank you for your prayers. I have a special guest who's coming on Thursday night, so you don't want to miss him. He's my big brother and mentor, and you'll find out who it is. But just make sure you come this coming Thursday night from 9 to 10. I want to say God bless you. Good night, cuz, a.k.a. woman. What a blessing this has been. Good night, all. Thank you, Dr. T. I love you guys. Be encouraged. You're not alone. God is with you. There's a reason for this. God bless you, and I'll see you again on Thursday, guys.